It's time for Over There with Mirella Rostorfer. Mirella is our European correspondent. She joins us weekly. She is still in her undisclosed location, but we are always happy to find out what news she has of the oldie worldie. Hi, Mirella. How are you?
Hi, Jill. Very well. Thank you. Yes, with some interesting topics for our conversation. It's two topics that are maybe not on the very front page of the papers, as we know that at the moment a lot is about Hong Kong, a lot is about impeachment inquiries in the US. So this is definitely what's making all the headlines. But there are a few other, many other topics that are of importance for Europe. One of them being the flooding in Venice. This is a topic that we already talked about a couple of times because Venice has had different issues. All these issues, unfortunately, had a definite impact on the city of Venice and on the environment, generally speaking. As last time we were mentioning these gigantic cruise boats that were allowed to come directly in the laguna of Venice with those hundreds and hundreds of visitors then coming into the city all at once. That is something that definitely didn't help the city of Venice. It is also something that Venice is trying to deal with, and they do have some new regulation, and it's in the future going to be different. But it is nevertheless astonishing that it took so long to come to the conclusion that there is no need to enter the city with such enormous boats that are, as we know, extremely polluting. What happened now is a flooding that didn't happen since 1966. So it is definitely something that has happened before, but it's a long time ago. And the damages are enormous. The fear that art or churches could be damaged was also overwhelming. And without having hit that level of damage, the city thinks that it could reach $1 billion. Following that announcement, Italy decided to give 200 millions for the, let's say, the most urgent needs of the city. Of course, 200 million seems to be very little if the damage really amounts to $1 billion euros. But it is nevertheless the right thing to do, as this money technically should go directly to the people who have damaged houses where it was impossible to stop the water coming in, and also for all the shops and restaurants that have been also heavily hit by this flooding. So now, of course, the obvious question would be to know what has been done in preparation for such a disaster, as we know also that Venice is slowly but surely sinking in the Adriatic Sea, and is having, on top of this natural sinking, having these flooding problems. In 1984, a project was accepted called Moses Project, and it's about having 78 floating dikes in the most important spot of the Laguna, which are the three entrances, the Lido, Malamocco, and Chioggia. These floating dikes are supposed to be able to keep about 3 meters of water away from the Laguna. The thing being that the construction is not yet finished. It began in 2003. In 2014, if I remember correctly, there was a corruption scandal with those dikes, some issues with invoicing, and it all stopped in the meanwhile. Then it began again, and now it's said to be finished in 2021. The thing is that it cost already $6 billion. It seems that because the project has been taken so long to be executed, some material is already damaged, and that has to be, of course, further checked before everything can be put into action. The UNESCO has asked Italy to please go a little bit faster with the completion of the project, because these floodings are not going to be better in the future. It is definitely linked also to some kind of acceleration of something that was probably happening anyway, but because of the climate issues and the environment issues, it's all going maybe faster than anticipated, and therefore the city of Venice definitely needs those floating dikes that would hopefully be able to stop the water when it becomes too high. There are many people who are very doubtful about this project because it has taken so long and because the material used is already showing some sign of problems. The journalists were talking about some unusual vibrations and maybe some rust. So it's a project that has been already very expensive. It's a project that is absolutely needed in order to save such an exceptional, beautiful city like Venice. But there are many question marks in knowing how fast and how well and also how efficient such a project will be for the city of Venice. I would personally say that I really hope that this project will help, because Venice is definitely a city to save. And as I said, UNESCO is definitely also pushing for some acceleration in the completion of the project, and hopefully this will be ready in 2021, as promised by the state of Italy, so that the people also in Venice can have a more normal life independently from how low or how high are the waters around the city.